Well, kia ora and good morning, morena to you all. Happy Monday. Oh, I had the best weekend. I spent the weekend with some beautiful friends. So lovely. It was one of my friends' birthdays and we all got together to celebrate. Had this lovely dinner with just like the best food and the best flowers, and lots of presents. It was so much fun. So we do, when we get together, we do like a little present swap. That's always fun because you never know what you're getting. It's like a secret Santa, but it's not Christmas, right? It's just a fucking fun gift thing. So that's fun. And we had beautiful food and flowers and just talked, and it was so heaven. It was so heaven. Got to honour my beautiful friend Sally, and it was her birthday. I love honouring birthdays. You know, it's like the one day where you're just like, the bloody universe is designed for you that day, isn't it? So that was delightful. And I was thinking about the fact that we were talking about food, actually, and I'm really into rituals. And I think breakfast is a ritual. I think lunch is a ritual. I think a cup of tea is a ritual. And I love the idea of, like, I'm really into using beautiful things. And my friend was like, I love how you use beautiful things every day. And I'm like, fucking oath. Like, if I'm going to have some olives for lunch, I'm putting them in a crystal bowl, you know, like that makes me really happy. So I like the idea of that. And I got a book that I bought myself for Christmas called How to Live an Artful Life by Katie Hessel. And it's inspiration for every day. And I really liked that on Sunday, the quote was a Maya Angelou quote. Now, Maya Angelou is one of my favorite poets, writers, and I think she's like a prophet, really. She's fucking extraordinary. And she wrote that we need to treat life as art because the routines we follow, we often forget that life is an ongoing adventure. We leave our homes for work, acting and even believing that we will reach our destination with no unusual event startling us out of our set expectations. The truth is we know nothing. Life is a pure adventure. And the sooner we realise that, the quicker we'll be able to treat life as art, to bring all of our energies to each encounter, to remain flexible enough to notice and admit when what we expected to happen did not happen. We need to remember that we are created creative. Isn't that cool? So just making our life art, like the plate you eat off, the clothes you wear, I'm just so into that. It's my big thing. And the other big news from the weekend is that we've decided we've now got a craft group. Well, you know, we're sort of into the crafty things because what happens, for those of you who are listening that are young, when you get older and your kids grow up and they don't need you as much, you've got all this energy that has to go somewhere. So all the energy you used to use to fucking pick up the clothes and organise them and boss them around and pack the lunch boxes and all the shit, you suddenly don't have to do that anymore. And one of my favourite quotes is, when you're talking in relationship to grief, is that grief is love with nowhere to go. And so that's a big energy. And it's like when your children don't need you as much anymore and you've given a big piece of your life, and this is for men as well. I was talking to a friend about this the other day, that when your children don't need you to drop them off and pick them up and wait for them at cricket practice or soccer practice or bloody dancing or whatever they're doing, you suddenly go, I've got all this time. And it's so great because they get their licenses and you're like, yay, I don't have to fucking drive anymore. And there's also a bit of sadness of like, oh, do you not want me to come, darling? You know, but I like the idea of putting your energy into something. And we were talking about this, and some of us are very crafty and some of us are wannabe crafty. And so we're calling our group the Crafty Cunts. We're getting t-shirts and everything. I can't wait. And we're getting badges, best in show, Crafty Cunt badges. Can't wait. So that's exciting. So that's starting. Crafty Cunts are starting this week. How exciting. You could start your own chapter if you want. And you just got to craft. That's the only point. You just got to craft and sort of, you know, just, I don't know, be yourself. Be 100% yourself. That's our job. So this week I'm being 100% myself. I'm carrying on with my rituals of doing things I love the way I love, with people I love. Like, that's just my favourite thing. So that's lovely. And had a lovely family dinner last night, which was lovely. So that was finishing off my beautiful weekend. And then tonight I have my Get Fired Up number 2 session. We're all about the freedom and liberating yourself and independence. Like, where are you independent? Where are you too independent? Are you way too independent? Are you codependent? Do you need to be more independent? Are you leaning into people too much or not enough? So that's always a play, isn't it? Anyway, and freedom, what does it mean to you? So that's our Get Fired Up tonight, which is cool. If you haven't signed up, you still can, because session 1 was recorded and you could join us live tonight if you want. So that's all on my website and I'm pretty excited about it. Session 2 of 3. And then all week, I've just got lots and lots of meetings for lots and lots of work coming in, flooding on in. Isn't that exciting? So I've got bookings left, right and fucking centre at the minute. And that's my whole week, is just getting myself organised. And then I've got to write or create 2 beautiful keynotes for the week after that, where I get to go and hang out with some real live clients and start my travel for the year. So this week's a big week of organising, going through the calendar with a fine tooth comb and going, right, what do I need? Where do I need to be? What do I need to book? Making sure everything is organised, because there's a lot of moving parts and I don't believe in time, so I'm a shocker. So I have to have alarms in my calendar and reminders and all that stuff. So this week is a lot of admin to get me organised, and then I've got to top up the old travel bag. So my travel bag needs to be organised. So I've got to go through, make sure I've got all the things I need. So there'll be lots of preparation. This week is a preparation week. That's me. It's a preparation week. What else do I have to do? I've been to the optician. So that was good. Did that last week. I'm doing jobs. Been to the hearing aid people. Sorted that. All the things you've got to stick on your body when you're older, because shit doesn't work. There's always an appointment, isn't there? There's always an appointment. I've got a lovely massage on tomorrow, which is going to be lovely. I love a massage. It's really good for your body. So that's going to be lovely. And I think I'll get my nails done. I think that's the other job. And that's pretty much it. Just work, organise, ritual, craft, do shit I love. That's the plan. My 4 focuses, definitely that's the plan. So go and get yourself a nice plate. Make yourself a beautiful, bloody, beautiful breakfast or something, or a beautiful lunch. Or just go and buy a cup of tea or a coffee and sit somewhere beautiful and sacred. I just go and sit. I sat on the beach with a cup of tea the other day. It was just beautiful. In an actual cup and everything. Just drove down, sat on the beach with a cup of tea. Lovely. Like, life's too short not to do that, isn't it? So there you go. Some of you I'll get to see online tonight. I'm pretty excited about that. Happy, happy Monday. See you soon. Oh, my new podcast also comes out today, which is really exciting. So Business Matters is launching today. And the first one is about belief, business belief. So if you know anyone that's into business or wants to be into business or might be interested in that, that's available. It's called Business Matters with Lisa O'Neill and Peter Cook. And it is available today. Today's the opening day. Happy Waitangi Day. Happy Waitangi if you're in New Zealand. You get to celebrate the Waitangi Day, and that is Friday, and that's a beautiful day for us all to celebrate. So happy Waitangi week. I'll still be doing my podcast. I will see you then. Toodaloo!